Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Yeah, we've been in constant contact with his agents. We had productive conversations yesterday. We have some more scheduled today, so we'll continue to communicate with them. Some of it, you know, was in person, and then over the phone, and then yesterday was in person, and it'll be in person again today. So, yeah, we'll continue to hammer out, try to get closer to getting something done, hopefully. Not right now. We've had productive conversations with both the representatives, Saquon going all the way back to November, and we'll continue to do so. But there's not a priority on one or the other.
You don't have to get the Daniel Jones thing done before you know what you're going to do.
No, not necessarily. That was something personal that Daniel wanted to do. Again, I didn't really get into it, but. We had never had any conversations with CAA. We didn't. They have no idea what value we thought. I have no idea what they would ask. Like, that was totally separate. We have a great relationship with CAA, great relationship with Athletes First. We had just never even embarked on any type of negotiations, numbers, anything. That was just something, you know, Daniel decided to do on his own. And then once, you know, there was a separation, then, you know, we started talking with Athletes First, you know, once that had been done. Yeah, I would say cautiously optimistic. I mean, it's again, you have to go through, you know, hard times before you come out the other end, and on better times with negotiations. So, you know, we're trying to work through it. You know, obviously, we'd like to have them both back. They know how we feel about both of them, and you know, again, we're still working through it. There is, but, you know, it's got to be right for both parties. I mean, it's, you know, there's, again, I say it all the time with you guys, you know, if-then scenarios, we're going through those. So if it gets out of hand and it's out of our comfort zone, you know, we have the tag. We can only tag one player. We'll use that, and if somebody's got to walk, then, you know, it's unfortunate, but that's a part of the business, and we're still building a team, and, you know, that's important to keep in mind. No.
So,
mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of options. Yeah, we have a lot of options. Yeah. Yeah, I would love to have them both back. Yeah, I think they work well with each other. You know, their entire careers in the NFL, they've been together. You know, I do think they complement each other well, and we've had productive conversations with both the representatives, and, you know, again, the goal is to hopefully get something done.
Can you talk about Saquon? Sometimes we go back to injuries, that kind of thing, the longevity of a running back.
Mm-hmm.
But do you, in your mind, see him as more valuable than, quote unquote, just what he does on the football field?
No, I mean, I think in the negotiations, you take all that into account, or you wouldn't approach the player on a contract extension. So, yeah, I mean, Walter Payton, Man of the Year, you know, I love that about him, but you also got to look at production, durability, games played, production versus other comps throughout the league, and that's usually where they land from a financial standpoint. And, you know, again, you got to draw a line in the sand, like, we're not going any further, and if it goes past this, all right, let's shift to plan B. And, again, hopefully we don't get to that, but, you know, we've went through all those plans.
Have Daniel on the tag, that change how you look at quarterbacks in this draft class? If you have a one-year
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. We're going to try to get Daniel done. Again, we wouldn't be in this situation and negotiating with Daniel if we didn't want him to be our quarterback.
How different is the job with conversation?
Yeah, that's the unfortunate part of this business because, you know, it was a special season last year. It was Dave's nice first year, and we did become close with a lot of the players, and they all worked hard. We had very good team chemistry, you know, from day one when we got in there in the off-season program. So you do. You appreciate the hard work that they put in every day. You appreciate the guys playing through injury, putting in the extra to execute the assignments. So you do. There is a personal, you know, part of this, and there's a business side. So, yeah, I mean, there may be some players that we don't, you know, get back because of financial reasons or we couldn't agree on something. But that definitely doesn't change the way we think about them or, you know, the love and respect that we have for those guys. Yeah, it was an ongoing process. Again, you know, we evaluated every game that he played all the way up until, you know, through the playoffs. And, you know, again, I think we felt good at the end of the season that, you know, he's the guy that we'd like to bring back moving forward and be our guy. Yeah, no, we haven't totally bridged. We're a little bit closer. There's still a gap. Or, you know, we'd have him done. So, yeah, we'll still work through that. And, again, he's, you know, we're working with Roc Nation and Kim, his agent, and have a great relationship with her. And I have had for a long time. So we've had really good communication, and she does a great job. And, you know, we'll see if we can bridge the gap here at some point. I can't tell you that. Then they know. Yeah. We're going to try to bridge the gap. Yeah, I can't tell you. I can't give it all away.
How important is the progression of Isaiah Hodgins?
Yeah, I think Isaiah came in, and, you know, he's a guy we drafted when we were in Buffalo, and we're familiar with him. Smart, tough, dependable, good worker. He knew the offense. He came in. He could play four spots, and he went out and performed the way, you know, we thought he would. So, yeah, that was an important piece. That was an important pickup. Again, great job by the pro department identifying him when he became available, and, you know, the timing was right, and he did a heck of a job for us. So, yeah, it was important. Yeah, all avenues. Again, like, we had a good season. We still have, you know, several holes on both sides of the ball, so we still have a ways to go and several holes to fill. So I understand, you know, there's somewhat of a obsession with the receiver position, and again, like, we still have to build a team. Like, that's an important position. I get that, but the value has to match up, and we still have several other holes that we need to fill. In 2024, we have some guys. You know, you got to look down the road. Who's up next year? You know, what's coming down the pipeline as you build the team, not just for 2023, but down the road. Yeah. This week will be a big, I mean, all the UFAs, and then anybody like Dexter, Joel Siegel's his agent. We've had conversations with him. That's a little bit trickier, the DT market, when you look at, you know, the gap in between the highest paid and then the next guy. So, but Dexter's great, you know, leader, great player, did a good job for us this year. So he's definitely somebody that, you know, we'll talk to and I'd like to have him here for a long time. Yeah, I mean, we'll see if it comes to that. We're hoping we don't get to where it's one or the other. It doesn't have to be that way. If it did, we wouldn't be in, you know, have contract offers out to both of them. So it's not necessarily we have to. One's getting tagged. Ideally, that doesn't happen, and you get them both done. That's going to be better for the organization, and I think it'll be better for Daniel, and I think it'll be better for Saquon if we can get deals done without having to use the franchise tag. It does. Yeah, it does. And that's something everybody realizes. I don't think the franchise, if you have to franchise Daniel, I don't think that's best for the organization. I don't believe it's best for Daniel, especially as we try to build the team around him and, you know, questions about receiver and, you know, other positions on the other side of the ball where we may need depth. So it does hurt you a little bit in terms of, you know, the team building process. But, you know, we're prepared if that's a scenario. that we're faced with, and you know, we have a plan B, and we'll try to execute that best we can. Yeah, I don't want to get into specifics of the negotiations, but you know, we're prepared if we have to, you know, to go down that avenue. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. Daniel did have a good year, and he'll be the first to tell you, like, there's still a lot of meat left on the bone and room for improvement. And Dave's will tell you that. The coaching staff will tell you that. Like, he came a long way. You know, he's still 25, and again, I still think there's room for improvement, you know, as he continues to mature and be around the staff. I think the continuity of the staff, getting Kafka back, you know, Shea interviewed for a coordinator job, but getting those guys back, you know, our entire offensive staff will be back except for Tony Sperano, Jr., the assistant O-line coach, but, you know, same with the defense, you know, the entire defensive staff's coming back. So I think continuity, year two, familiarity with the system will be that much further ahead as we go into the off-season program, and you know, I think everybody will benefit from that, especially Daniel.
Joe, for years you were
focus. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Yeah.
Can you bide your time between contract negotiations? Guys, you may want to bring
that. Yeah, no, that's a great question, Art. And I'm still trying to feel my way through it. Like, this is the first in season as a general manager. So, you know, at this time, normally I have fourth round and above. I've seen all the free agents. You know, as an assistant GM, you've got time where you're uninterrupted in your office. So I'm still catching up on that stuff. I have a great staff. Obviously, you know, negotiations take part of your time. You know, coaches' contracts. So there's a lot of other things that are pulling me away from the film. But I'm in a good spot. Again, I have a good staff that leads me in the right direction and kind of filters the information of who I need to look at. But we're going to have to build through the draft, especially, you know, financially. You know, if you have to use the franchise tag or whatever, like, we're still going to have to build through the draft. And, you know, have those young, cost-controlled players over 4 years. You know, it's going to be important to have those players that can contribute. And, you know, our class did a good job this year. I think we're fourth or fifth in rookie play time, so a lot of valuable experience, you know, from the rookies and then some guys coming back from injuries that we'll be expecting big year twos from.
How do you evaluate
Kayvon Thibodeau game for you? Yeah, Kayvon was, again, he was injured in the preseason and then, you know, slowly, you know, kind of came on. Once he became more familiar with the system and was healthy. So I was pleased with Kayvon. You know, leadership in the locker room, you guys have been around him. His personality, he's got a big personality. So his work ethic and the way he's wired, I expect him to continue to ascend. But he was everything we thought he'd be his rookie year. Yeah, you know, I think we made a concerted effort. I think last year when I stood up here, we had five healthy offensive linemen maybe or something like that. We have 14 under contract, I think, next year. Majority of those guys have started NFL games. McKeithen hasn't, but, I mean, from Azudu to Jack Anderson, Tyree Phillips, I mean, we have really good depth. It won't prevent us from, if there's a guy out there in the interior that we would want to sign, from doing that. But I think we have some pieces there. You know, Galinsky's at right guard, but center and left guard, it's going to be good competition this offseason. Yeah, I think it's important to evaluate the physical traits, but then there's also, to me, that position's in a total different stratosphere because you have to evaluate the person, how they learn, their instincts, how they process information. Like, to me, that's way more important than, like, you can watch the film and see one thing, but the makeup of the kid, I think, is way more important. And it mirrors up. I think that's when you got a good quarterback.
From your perspective, Davis, already kind of ready for
Coach Davis. Yeah, it's funny because in 2019 we signed into our practice squad in Buffalo, and he was unique that he would be upstairs hanging with the personnel department. He would do he was already coaching at the time, basically. He would take the practice squad guys down there, show them the film. He'd play safety. I don't know if people knew this, but he'd play safety in Buffalo to give looks for Josh, you know, as a scout team guy. He was already coaching. Super smart. I think that's why he was able to go out and execute the way he did in the Eagles game, but I love Davis, great guy. Couldn't be happier for him. He's going to be a hell of a coach and even a better person. So, yeah, we've known he's going to be a coach for a while, though.
How do you feel about your defensive line?
Yeah.
How do you feel about your
Yeah, not great. And that's a premium position. Again, there's, you know, again, talk about allocating resources to positions. I mean, it's important. You know, we got to be better next year stopping the run. And, you know, I think some of that is our depth, where Dexter doesn't have to play the amount of snaps he has to play, or, you know, Leo doesn't have to be out there as much as he was out there. So, yeah, it's important, not just there, but across the board. We need to improve the depth on both sides of the ball.
Hey, Joe, how much did your time with Brandon in Buffalo shape your first season on the job this past year?
A lot. I would have been swimming if it wasn't for Brandon. So I was fortunate that, you know, he put me in his hip pocket, you know, for my entire time there. And, again, he came up, you know, kind of on the football operations early on before he shifted into the evaluation and the scouting. So he had a different perspective for 15 or so years of running an organization and being a leader across all facets. So whether it's right now contract negotiations, you know, a lot of times people want to, you know, the GM, that, you know, their team drafts the best. There's so much more to the job that I would have no idea about if it wasn't for Brandon. So, you know, I think I reflect a lot back to 2017 when we were in Buffalo, some of the waiver wire claims, Isaiah McKenzie's still there, but guys like that, where you could, you know, I said in my opening press conference, compete today and build for tomorrow. You know, the way to acquire players, even in 18, when we had $50 million in dead cap space, like how to acquire players and still be competitive roster when maybe you're a little bit hamstrung in terms of some of the resources. So that was all things I took forward, you know, to this year, and, you know, some of it paid off with some of the waiver wire claims and guys that we were able to get. Yeah, I mean, we'll see. I don't know how much money we're going to have at the end of it with some of our own. But, yeah, I mean, there's a comfort level with, you know, if you're paying a certain amount of money for players and, you know, you're going to invest them, that you already have some background information. That's not Buffalo. That could be Mark Glowinski last year. We signed from Indianapolis. Well, Bobby Johnson had coached him. So if there's some familiarity, you're not putting a large chunk of money into an unknown commodity, as important as football character and personal character is to our organization. Yeah. Yeah, Dave's is great about that. Again, he wants guys that can separate. You know, if you can separate, no matter how tall, short, wide, whatever it may be, if you can separate. And as a quarterback, you prefer that. You'd rather throw to a guy that's open versus a guy that's, you know, being covered by a DB. So, you know, if they can separate, again, we'll find a way to utilize them within the offense, whether it's outside or inside in the slot. But I think that's one of the unique skills that Daboll has, is taking the players and their skill set that he has and then developing the offense around their skill set.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.